Welcome to another edition of We Are the Messengers. I'm your moderator, Charles Raymond, and today we invite you to hear Bob Alexander share with us on the hallmarks of the church. And now, here's Bob.
Thanks, Charles. Many critics of Christianity will assert that Jesus was a victim of a ruthless group of religious leaders. But was that really true? Recall the scene in the Garden of Gethsemane, where Judas had led the guards to Jesus after cutting a deal with the religious elite. Mark chapter 14, verses 48 and 49.
Then Jesus answered and said to them, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But the scriptures must be fulfilled."
They did not apprehend him in the temple where he taught openly, nor did they succeed in killing him throughout his ministry, even though they had plotted to. John's Gospel, chapter 7.
After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he did not want to walk in Judea, because the Jews sought to kill him.
They despised Jesus because he walked with God the Father, and they did not. Nonetheless, Jesus was always in charge. We see him demonstrate his power over them throughout the Gospels. Let's examine a few, staying in John's Gospel. First in chapter 8, where Jesus claimed deity and outraged his adversaries. Verses 58 and 59.
Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." Then they took up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by.
He told them outright that he was God. He used the name I Am as God used to Moses on Mount Sinai some 1,500 years prior. This shocked them enough to want to kill him, without even a trial. And then they made their attempt, but they were no match for God, for we see that he went right by them. They wanted to stone him, but they could not. They were powerless over him, because he was in charge of his destiny. Why did they continually fail to kill him? Because it was not his time, the time he had predetermined. Another effort to stone him is found in chapter 10 of John. They were enraged at what he had been saying, which was claiming deity, and again, without due process, gathered stones as if almost premeditated. Verse 31.
Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him.
Their efforts were feeble because Jesus possessed all the power. Ahead to verse 39.
Therefore they sought again to seize him, but he escaped out of their hand.
Their force was no match for him, for again he was able to avoid them. It is all because Jesus was in charge. He commands nature and everything in it. When his disciples were in their boat, and they had been rowing for hours because of a wicked storm, he appeared to them. John's Gospel again, chapter 6.
So when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near the boat, and they were afraid. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Then they willingly received him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land where they were going.
Immediately the boat was at shore. They had to be approximately 3 miles off the coast when he boarded. This was the supernatural power of Christ. We can also think of the divine power of Christ in our lives, that when we take him into our troubled ship, that he brings us safely to shore. He can calm our fears. He can cure the anxiousness and worry that causes our innermost being to be tossed and turned. But he can only perform these positive experiences in our lives if we have first gone to him in repentance of sin and with a contrite heart. And then he promises to be there. His promises are real. His final words in Matthew's Gospel.
"And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age."
What a promise! The one who controlled nature, the one who controlled his destiny, the one who they could not kill until he handed himself over to them, the one in charge of everything, was and is always faithful. May God bless our understanding of the supernatural control of Jesus.
You can request a copy of The Ten Commandments at no charge. Please go to our website, wearethemessengers.org, and click Request Ten Commandments. Thank you, and God bless.